Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing American Christian and also We Want America Back. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Salvation of Hope, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
You know, our country's been going through some tough times. We as Christians need to take a stand for what we believe in and what God stands for. In God I will trust. United I will stand with my brothers and sisters all over this land. Now I love the Lord. I love the U.S. of A. It's still the land of the free, sweet liberty, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, been born again by God's grace. I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. today. Now this country was founded by a few godly men, and I, as a Christian, I have rights I'll defend. I love America, and I love Jesus too. And every night on my knees, I ask the Lord, please, God bless the red, white, and blue. I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. today. And pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus and the U.S. of A. How about you this morning? I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, been born again by God's grace. I thank God for my country, where we can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the echoes day. I'm an American Christian. I'm loving my Jesus, and you echo day. Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her conscience and guide. But we've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Sodom of old, to push morals aside. Where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we left before this country we love is totally lost. We want America back. We want America back. From those who have no self-control, we want America back. This nation is like a runaway train, headed down the wrong. It's time for the army of God to arise and say, we want America back. I love America, but I do not love what she has become. Scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she was built. Something is wrong. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the most basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times the wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school, while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from the classroom over 50 years ago. Something is wrong. Television daily bombards the senses of our nation with the idea that wrong is right, that the abnormal is normal, that the abhorred is acceptable, and that what God calls an abomination is nothing more than an alternate lifestyle. And it's had an effect. 50 years ago, the number one television program in America was the Andy Griffith Show. Look what we have today. Something is wrong when our government can pass their contraceptives to children in school without parental consent, and yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Bible on campus. Something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe. Yes, something is wrong, and I for one am ready for a change. I will say to my government, I'm not raising dogs at my house. I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, it's right. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. The only hope that America has is that godly men and women of character will stand together as one mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, the obscene, and the foul, your days of unlimited access to the minds of America are over. The army of God that has been silent too long is taking America back. We want America back. We want America back. From those who have no self-control, we want America back. This nation is like a runaway train, headed down the wrong track. It's time for the army of God to arise and say, we want America back. It's time for the army of God to arise and say, we want America back.
What God has done is declared in the Bible He can do in your life and my life today. Many times people think, well, you know, that's Old Testament or that's Bible days. And we use all the terms and the phraseology today. Let me tell you what, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He did then, He can do even more exceedingly today. So God today can answer prayer. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. Aren't you glad the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person will avail much? Aren't you glad that God today can heal your body? Anybody been healed by the Lord in here? Raise your hand and say amen. Anybody? Come on, let me hear you say amen. I want to hear the amens. Amen. There you go. Amen. God today can bring unspeakable joy in the darkness and the trials of our life. God today can give you peace in the storm and a peace that will surpass all understanding. God can solve your every problem. What you can't solve, God can. As a matter of fact, we can't solve anything, but He can solve everything. God today can also save your soul. And see, none of this other stuff, whether it's healing or whether it's joy or whether it's help in the storm, none of it's going to work until you first anchor your fact in the process of salvation that He will save your ever-dying soul. So if you're here today, and maybe you're going through some storms or trials or depression or difficulties, let me tell you today, you can today put your hope in God. God will see you through. You may feel today, well, the answer hasn't come, or I'm going through a disappointment, or I'm going through a trial, I'm going through a storm, I'm going through a dark night, I'm going through a valley. That does not take away the fact that God is there with you, and He is going to bring the victory that you need. You just got to reach out by faith and say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust You. I'm going to put my faith in You. I'm going to anchor my soul in what You said, and I'm not giving up because God is for me. Amen. Let me read you the text today. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting with verse 7. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word and respect the Word. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. Aren't you glad of that? But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also you do. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Now give Him a hand clap of praise. That's His Word. Amen. You may be seated. If you're not worrying today, and you go to the book of Ephesians, and you find that Paul talked about also this particular armor that you put on. How that is what I call your dress for success. This is something that every Christian should be wearing, but part of what we wear and this dressing for success and putting on the armor of God is this thing that is called the helmet of salvation. Meaning today, listen, you today, you need to protect what God's given you. And you need to wear that helmet of salvation. We're reminded by Paul in Ephesians 5, take the helmet of salvation. And if you're going to wear it, you've got to first take it.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.